Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 37th week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Genesis chapter number 23. I just want to read just the first verse and the first two verses. We're going to dive into this one, okay? And Sarah was 107 and 20 years old. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kirjath Arba, the same as Hebron in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Now, I spent quite a bit of time studying just these two verses this week. I had a lot of time to read and relax and study. Found some amazing things about these two verses, mostly in that first verse, how most people just kind of read it and skim over and just go on. But these two verses speak volumes to us about a lady named Sarah. Just for your information, Sarah is the only woman in the Bible whose age is recorded at her death. Okay, you see all through Scripture, mostly in Genesis, and so-and-so died when he was this age. And we know Adam was 935, Methuselah was 969. We're going to find out Abraham was 175. You see all these men in Scripture, it gives the year of their death or the age of their death. Sarah is the only woman in all Scripture that is recorded her age of death. I find that very significant. Why is that? Well, I got studying a little bit more. Do you know that Sarah is mentioned more in the Bible than any other woman? She's mentioned 60 times in Scripture, from not just the Old Testament, also in the New Testament. She's mentioned more than Mary, you know, the mother of Jesus. We all, you know, what a wonderful woman she was, and all these great women in the Bible. Sarah was not only the only woman in the Bible whose age was mentioned at her death, she was mentioned 60 times in Scripture. By the way, do you know who the second most mentioned lady in Scripture is?
Mary.
Who?
Mary.
No. She has a book of the Bible named after her.
Ruth.
No. Esther. Esther's about 50 times because it's all basically right there in Esther, Esther, Esther. But Sarah's much different because she spread out through all the Old Testament and into the New Testament. Matter of fact, when twice we're told in Scripture to look to Sarah as an example. We're not told that about any other woman. But we're told to look at Sarah as an example. Interesting. Turn me to Isaiah 51. Isaiah 51. We find in all the prophecies and all the writings of Isaiah, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, mentions Sarah. In Isaiah chapter number 51, again, Isaiah is speaking. And let me begin in verse number 1, Isaiah 51, 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord. Look unto the rock whence ye are hewn, and to the hole of the pit which ye are digged. And in verse number 2, look unto Abraham your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I have called him alone and blessed him and increased him. Now, it's very interesting to me. Isaiah, in his writings, didn't just mention Abraham. He says, look unto Abraham, your father. Of course, he's talking to the Jewish people, no doubt about that. But he also included, and unto Sarah that bare you. Why did he include Sarah in with Abraham? Well, I think it's a no-brainer. We know that in Hebrews chapter number 11, turn me to Hebrews chapter number 11. Okay. Sarah is one of the two women that's mentioned in that Hebrews Hall of Fame, the Hall of Faith that's in Hebrews chapter number 11. Who is the other woman that's mentioned by name? Rahab is mentioned in Hebrews chapter number 11. Sarah is mentioned, and look in verse number 11, Hebrews 11, 11. She's to be our example. She's an example for literally for everyone, not just for the women. Through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Therefore sprang there even of one in him as good as dead, so many as of the stars of the sky and the multitude, and as the sand which is by the seashore, innumerable. So we see here in Hebrews chapter number 11, Scripture notes Sarah for her great faith. Now we know in the beginning, because we're going through the book of Genesis, boy, she had a problem. Remember when the Lord appeared to Abraham and he said, you're going to have a son, and Sarah's going to have a son, and she laughed within herself. But after that, her faith grew and she increased. And remember, there was that laughter of joy that we looked at when Isaac was born, and that great faith she had because she believed God. Well, I noted this in my Bible. Let me just share this with you. Abel was a worship of faith. Abel was worship of faith. Enoch was walking of faith. See, Enoch walked with God. Noah was a work of faith. He built the ark. He was the work of faith. Abraham was a wandering. Now, not W-O-N-D-E-R, but W-A-N-D. He wandered. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit. He wandered through his whole life. He never owned a piece of property. He was, if you'd say, like a nomad, except when Sarah died, and we're going to get to that in just a minute. He finally got him a piece of property that he had to find a burial plot for him and for his wife, and later we'll find out he was buried there also. But he was a wanderer. He was wandering of faith, but we see Sarah waiting of faith, waiting. It talked about here in verse number 11. She waited because she judged him faithful who had promised. She believed God, and she was faithful. So Sarah was a great example for all of us. And I believe that's one of the reasons Sarah is mentioned over 60 times in Scripture, is because, boy, does she have problems? Yes. Let me ask you a question. Do you have problems? Amen, preacher. Nobody will say a word, but we all have problems. But yet, through all that, she grew closer to the Lord, and she was identified in Hebrews chapter number 11. And then we find, turn me to 1 Peter. We find Peter mentioning Sarah. I found this fascinating, and y'all hang on, women. When we get this part, I'm going to start in verse number 1 and just be silent while I read, okay? And listen. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husbands. Had a wedding yesterday, and we had a rehearsal Friday evening, and we had fun at the rehearsal. And we were talking about the vows and how you do the wedding vows. Do you take him to be your lawful husband, that kind of stuff? And do you promise to honor him, to love him? And she said, please don't say obey. This is during the you know how you do the wedding vows. And she said, don't say obey. And I said, do you promise to grovel at his feet? Of course, we were having fun at all that. That's not what this word subjection means. We'll get into all that in just a minute. But the reason I started here, Sarah was an example for ladies.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more great teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.